The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Brett M. Dinger. As I read through the various texts for today, I found myself drawn to Paul's invitation to consider your own call. So I did just that. I enjoyed reliving old memories of the surprising and unlikely ways God called me into a life of discipleship and ministry. I recalled conversations with unusual characters, farmers and janitors among them, who named the Holy Spirit's work in me. I remembered encounters with strangers who saw something in me that I could not see in myself. And I recounted times in college when fellow students would randomly knock on my door to ask for spiritual advice. Looking back, I can testify to the truth of the Lord's words in Isaiah 55, verse 8, where we read that the Lord's thoughts are not our thoughts, nor the Lord's ways our ways. God was clearly writing a story that only God could write. I don't know if Paul was thinking about Isaiah 55, 8 when he penned 1 Corinthians 1, but he clearly understood that God's ways in this world sometimes look foolish. Only God would choose to take on human flesh to birth a new kingdom. Only God would count fishermen and tax collectors and sinners as worthy messengers of good news. And only God would defeat the darkness of death through the cross of Christ. Take heart, friends. What may look absurd and foolish in your life may very well be the redeeming and restoring work of a loving God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for authoring the story of my life. Grow my trust in you when I encounter surprising twists and turns along the way. Remind me that your thoughts and ways are far better than my own. Amen.